You're listening to KTNA Talkeetna. And now for Nuggets, a locally produced program focusing on the northern Susitna Valley. Created by your friends and neighbors at Pothole Productions and Talkeetna Community Radio. From comic relief to serious beliefs, each week brings you a fresh nugget. I'm Holly, and tonight's show features Esther Golton, who's a singer-songwriter who has been living in Talkeetna for 10 years. She has played in two local bands, Maximum Jones and Muddy Saul, as well as performing as a solo artist around Alaska. After a few years' hiatus, she's just about to release a new CD called Unfinished Houses, with a big CD release concert and celebration coming up on September 15th of 2007, of course. Welcome, Esther.
Well, thank you, Holly. It's nice to be here. It's my first time in the new studio.
The Fishbowl.
Yeah.
For those who've not heard your music, can you tell us about what you do? You play a real unusual instrument.
Yeah. When you hear singer-songwriter, you know, and it's a, you know, a woman, you think, oh, another girl with guitar. But I actually, and probably most people listening right now know this already, but for those who may not have come across my music, I play a mountain dulcimer. It's an instrument from the Appalachian Mountains. It is an American folk instrument, and normally you play it on your lap, but I play it on a stand, standing up when I'm actually performing. So,
save your lap.
Yeah, and I also play the flute. I improvise on that, but the dulcimer is my main instrument to accompany myself.
And it seems like you've been talking about a new CD for quite a while now. How long has it been?
Well, I know it's been 7 years actually since I started working on a studio level CD, and it got to the point where I was a little bit depressed about it. You know, people would come up and say, "When's your new CD coming?" I mean, unstoppably for the 7 years, you know, people would come up to me and I'm like, "Oh God, don't even ask me anymore." I was working on it at home, with a home studio, and we actually had some really good, wonderful products coming out of it, but just could not seem to finish it. Like, there's something about working, you know, with your romantic partner on something like that that just goes slow, very slow, and
you get
life
sidetracked.
Gets in the way.
Yeah, life gets in the way.
And so finally I realized, you know, I'm never going to finish this until I go to a studio.
And so just get it done.
Exactly.
Get it done. And so you've probably learned that next time you're going to start one, you're just not going to tell anybody about it, right?
You know what? This time I didn't tell anyone about it. Exactly. Because I had said so much. And then, so this time when I finally decided to go to a studio, I'm like, I'm not telling a soul until I know it's actually going to be finished.
That must have been hard to keep a secret.
Mm-hmm.
And when can we get a copy of this CD?
Well, I thought that I'd have them in hand, you know, at least to show you right now. I don't yet. UPS Second Day Air is actually UPS Seventh Day Air when
yes.
it comes to Talkeetna.
Yes,
so
I know that
I'm
well.
Still waiting, and they should be here tomorrow. I'm not going to sell them, actually, until after the 15th when my CD release party is.
Okay.
So I am taking pre-orders on my website if somebody's, like, really impatient. But otherwise, come to the party or come find me, or they'll end up being in stores.
From
and stuff
the 15th
too.
And after that, yeah, mm-hmm. you'll be able to.
Exactly.
And so where did you end up recording this then, and how did that go?
Well, I ended up very specifically choosing 10th Planet Studio in Fairbanks, which is the studio run by Robin Dale Ford and Pat Fitzgerald, who just performed here for KTNA. Sponsored event.
Concert, right. Yes,
exactly.
Summer concert, yeah.
Yep. So they're just wonderful musicians in their own right, and they run this beautiful little studio in the woods, like off of Chena Hot Springs Road. It's, you know, they don't have running water, or they're about to for the first time.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's like an outhouse. I just felt right at home. You
a
know?
Real home-based studio.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. And, you know, they're just really, really nice people to work with and had a lot of creative input. I partly chose them because Robin plays the banjo as her main accompanying mm-hmm. instrument, and I thought they wouldn't be freaked out by it not being a guitar.
That they could handle a mountain dulcimer.
Exactly, exactly. Right, which they did. It was such an incredibly positive experience all around.
Oh, great.
And after we would finish, you know, long sessions, I started this in the middle of April, and I finished by the very last day of June, and, you know, I spent a significant amount of time up there, kind of did some back and forth, but Anyway, after a long studio session, it would be like 11 o'clock at night, and Robin and I would go for long hikes in the woods, you know, back behind their house. And it was, I've never done that before, like regular midnight hikes. You know, it was really, really fun.
You were in the right place at
exactly,
the right time of year to do
exactly,
that. Yeah,
exactly.
And so did they do the whole thing? I mean, the whole recording, the mixing, everything. And then how about the physical CD, the plastic,
right.
the artwork on the case?
Right.
Did they?
Actually, they did the recording and the mixing. And then I actually had it mastered at a real mastering studio called Airshow in Boulder, Colorado, which is, I thought I had already put so much time and effort and money into it at this point. And I wanted to go all the way. So I chose a really well-known mastering studio to give it that final polish that it's going to make
Great.
It sound really professional. Mm-hmm. And then my sister, Anita, actually volunteered. Oh, I mean, I paid her, of course, but she volunteered to do
handsomely,
my...
Handsomely, I'm
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, 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 exactly. But did my artwork. She's a graphic artist. A lot of people know her also,
oh, yeah.
you know, as a baker, but... And we worked on it together. It was really nice because when it's your sister, you can say, I ain't going to cut it, you know, and you can be real straightforward with each other. And
you don't have to tiptoe around the artist's feelings,
exactly.
right?
Exactly.
You can just say, oh, that looks
exactly.
horrid.
And she can roll her eyes and say, I don't want to do another third photo shoot, Esther, you know.
Well,
and we actually had Julia Crescetto on our third photo shoot, our third attempt. It was a really sunny day and our others had been cloudy, and I was like, uh-oh, this really changes.
Perfect day.
So we had, we called Julia and had her come over and hold a tarp up. She stood on a ladder and held a tarp up to block the sun so that we would have proper lighting for the pictures.
So it sounds like a community effort.
It was,
this,
absolutely.
Artwork.
She also fixed my hair and, you know, would fix my
Fussed
necklace
with you.
If it wasn't.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, let's hear one of the songs from this new CD. We're going to hear one called Reason Land.
Yes, and this is actually one of three covers I have on the CD. All the three covers are from people who are not well-known, not household names. Being involved with Ho Wheat Radio got me very interested in independent music and music by people who aren't on major
the
labels.
Yeah.
Exactly,
mm-hmm.
or in the mainstream.
Yeah.
And so this is by a woman named Antje Duvekat, who was here in Alaska for the first time in June and is coming back in November. And... a possibility she'll come through, so we'll see what happens.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, and the song's called Reason Land. It's the first song on the CD.
In Reason Land, the emperor came down to the water's edge, said, I don't know where I'm bound. I've got emeralds and rubies sewn into my gown, but I am sadder than the diamonds in my crown. So will you lay me down in a fiddler's cloud and float me out to sea? Let my still, let me surrender to your will. Pull me out, deliver me. The mighty king came down to the sea, said, I have won every battle that I please. I've got 100-man battalion. They all fall down at my feet, but there's a songbird who will not sing for me. So will you lay me down in a fiddler's cloud, blow me out to sea, let my aching head be still. Let me surrender to your will. Pour me out, deliver me. I wanna fly out to your center. I wanna sink down into your gold. I wanna go down without my
The preacher's wife knelt down by the waves, said, "For your love and salvation I have prayed. I'm a tired tightrope dancer, I wanna go no more this way. Just give me something, a penny for my faith. So will you lay me down in a fiddler's cloud? Float me out to sea. Let my aching head be still. Let me surrender to your will. Float me out, deliver me. So
that was the first Over the Airwaves cut from Esther Golden's new CD that's coming out. I'm Holly Stinson, and you're listening to Nuggets on KTNA. I'm visiting today with Esther Golden, who's a local Talkeetna singer-songwriter, and we're talking about the release of her new CD. And the title of this CD is Unfinished Houses. Can you tell us why you titled it that?
Yeah. It's funny. When I've told people that's what it's going to be called around here, their face just brightens. I mean, everybody, you know. You know, of course, there are a lot of people living in houses that are unfinished in our culture here.
No, really?
In Alaska. And including myself, it seems like at one point I could count 6 unfinished buildings in my life at the same time. And I kept adding more and more. I'm like, oh my God. But Jim Kloss said something one day while I was in the middle of this project, and he had said it before, but it really struck me. He said, you know, ultimately, it's not what your house looks like, or whether you have cabinets or shelves, you know, and how nice the floor is. It's really what happens inside it. And I was like, oh man, yeah, wouldn't that be a great title? And I got it kind of tuned out on him, and I was like swirling that in my head, and then I thought, I'm gonna write a song called Unfinished Houses so that I can call the CD Unfinished Houses. And I did
and
that.
And so you did.
Yep. And so I wrote a little song which I'm not going to play today, but is
with,
on there. So,
and those are some of the words in it. The theme that it doesn't matter.
Sort of.
What
yep.
it looks like,
exactly.
It matters what goes on in there.
Exactly.
Oh, cool.
Exactly.
Cool.
Exactly.
And are you planning on performing in public more now that you've got a CD that's going to be coming out? Going to do some more?
Yes. Yeah. It's been like, for the last about 4 years, I got more and more involved with Whole Wheat Radio and less involved in my own music. And that was great. I mean, I was, you know, I felt like I was doing something really meaningful and getting music out for other wonderful artists and, you know, hosting the concerts and stuff. And then I was like, whoa, like, wait a second. I turned 40 and I was like, if I don't start getting back into my music now, like, I'm kind of going to lose the chance to do it when I'm youthful and energetic. And I'd always had the dream of actually being a traveling singer-songwriter. I didn't take it very seriously, and then, you know, I was like, you know what, I need to do this and do it now. So I am going to start performing again, both in and out of Alaska, and actually really do some touring. In fact, I even already have a tour set up, starting to set up in October on the West Coast.
So what's coming up on the calendar? You're going to head down the West Coast.
Yep. Well, first, of course, is Saturday the 15th.
Whole Wheat Radio.
And then, and I do also have a University of Alaska noon concert series show on Wednesday, the 25th. I think that's the 25th. I'm not sure. Anyway, and then, yes, in mid-October, I'm going to go to Seattle. I have a concert, an opening gig for a woman named Heidi Muller, who is actually a well-known singer-songwriter who accompanies herself with a mountain dulcimer, one of the few. And I got this opportunity to open for her for the Seattle Folklore Society. Great. It's really exciting because it's like a given audience right there who, you know, it's weird to be going into being a traveling singer-songwriter at like when you're not that young, you know, and you're like, oh God, you know, people are just going to not be interested. And so you have to kind of find avenues where, like, no, I'm not a draw. I'm not going to be a draw for years, you know, of hard work. Right. So but I have to look for where there's already
where
an
you could fit in. They're already there because they love mountain dulcimer. Right. And then there you walk on stage.
Exactly.
Perfect.
And doing something unusual with the instrument. Yeah. And exactly. Yeah. So,
well, let's hear another song from your CD. And this one is titled Going to Shadoo.
Yes, this is the second song, and it is an original song that I just finished writing at the beginning of the recording project. And I'll explain a little bit more about it after you listen to
it.
Okay. See if you can figure out what it's about.
Okay.
We kept a rope hidden under the brush. On the hillside, sneaking in at dusk, we were going for a wild ride. Hitchhiker, tangled tail, swatting at the deer flies. Give me a leg up, Celia. I'm sitting so high. Honeysuckle, summer air, wrap your hands in golden hair. Arms long as sleek neck, nothing like a back so bare. Click your squeeze the legs, heels dig in, nostrils flare, galloping up that hill, rope for reins, we don't care. See you later, Mom, I'm going to Shadoo. See you later, Mom, I'm going to Shadoo. Perch on that worn out wooden post and rail, sitting there for hours watching daisies. Well, Celia says, let's jump that fence. I smile at one time. What the hell? It's dark enough. We won't get caught. Just don't tell. See you later, Mom. I'm going to Shadoo. Crickets chirp, no hint of breeze. Celia's up, a hoof stomps loud, announcing this bold decree. Suddenly, bright headlights glare, the moment's free. We're hiding in the bushes, not breathing, but we're very much alive. Shadow's gone back to grazing. As the car pulls out the drive, we're giggling at the sky.
Okay, Hester, that is an odd title. So can you tell us what Shadoo is?
Absolutely. Shadu was a horse, a Palomino horse that I grew up around. I grew up in the suburbs of Philadelphia, and I feel like I took a chance naming a song and making the whole chorus of a song something people are going to go, huh? If you actually have time. And I'm the worst person about listening to the words of a song. It takes me 18 times before I know what something's
about.
Before
you get them.
Yeah. Exactly. But almost every summer for the last few years, I've been doing the Alaska Midnight Sun Song Camp. It's a songwriter's workshop for 4 days in Palmer. And one of our instructors was Carrie Newcomer 1 year. And she made a suggestion that kind of made me think outside my own box. She said, try using a phrase from your neighborhood or your culture or your childhood that no one else really gets. She goes, there can be a lot of magic in that. And I thought, oh, that's interesting. Yeah. I would never do that. And then she had us do a free writing exercise a day later on where do we come from. And somehow in my just free writing, I ended up thinking about this story of me and my best friend growing up and how we used to sneak into the pasture of this horse, and we kept a rope hidden at the top of the pasture, and we would just twist the rope around his nose and under his neck and ride him bareback. And if you ever get the chance to listen to the whole story, we were a little mischievous. She was really the mischievous one. I just kind of followed.
Oh, you were the innocent.
I resisted.
Sure, you were.
That's kind of a slice of life, and I made it as an exercise for myself to write a song that was just a slice of life kind of story.
Yeah.
It didn't have to have great import, you know.
Yeah.
It came out kind of happy.
Yeah. Great. Well, we've got about 7 minutes left till the top of the hour, so you want to hear another cut from here, because this is one. The title is Kelly Mahoney.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and that would be important to get that in, I think.
Yeah. There's a couple songs on the CD that have local connections, and this is one of them. Most of you probably know, Kelly Mahoney was a local pilot and musher and builder and just a really fun person. And she had her own air taxi, subtitled Two Babes and a Bird, and unfortunately, she died in a plane crash in the mountains a few years ago. How long has it been now? 4 years?
Three or four, probably. Yeah.
So it takes me a while to kind of process that stuff, and I wrote this song a couple months afterwards. And the neat thing about this, and kind of a little surprise bonus on the CD, is that there's some guest artists playing on it, actually, who live in the Syracuse, New York area. Karen Savoca and Pete Heitzman have come and performed here in Alaska and in Talkeetna several times, and Kelly flew them around the mountain, and it was a really meaningful experience for them, and they all bonded. And then at Kelly's memorial, Karen and Pete's music was played during the slideshow about her, and it was very moving. Karen and Pete also happened to be very good friends with Pat Fitzgerald and Robindale Ford. So all of us kind of ended up powwow.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And we asked Karen Savoca and Pete Heitzman to play on this song, and they were very enthusiastic about it, and we did it remotely, and I waited and waited and waited. And then it was the last thing that we added extra parts to at the end.
Very end.
And it was pretty neat.
Okay, so here we go with Kelly Mahoney. Thank you.
wings. The runway's clear. What's behind the clouds? You merry pioneer.
Esther, that's beautiful.
Thank you.
Oh, you get goosebumps thinking about it. Well, we're coming up on the end of the hour, and I'd like to thank you for coming down to the studio and talking with us today. And you want to invite people out to your CD release party.
Everybody is warmly invited. It's a combination, sort of a CD release celebration, and it's also the grand opening for the new location of Whole Wheat Radio, which moved to Birch Creek Road, a half mile down. For those of you who've been in Talkeetna for a long time, that was once the Talkeetna Old Time Saloon back in the 80s. And
it's been reborn.
It's been reborn.
Whole Wheat Radio and Concert Hall.
Renovated with a lot of effort. So the paintings that Terry Barber did are still covering the ceiling. And it's pretty neat to see. Right. And there's no cover for that. And I'm going to have lots of treats and stuff. And
great.
So you're all welcome.
Okay. And it starts at?
It starts, the celebration starts at 7, the concert's at 8.
And you can 15th of September.
Yep.
Of 07, of course,
yes,
that is.
And I have more information on my website, www.estergolton.com.
Okay.
Thank you
so much. Well, thank you. You've been listening to Nuggets, a locally produced program focusing on the Northern Sioux Sitna Valley. Do you have a nugget you'd like to share? If you would like to host a show, be a guest on the program, or get involved in some other way, please call the station at 733-1700. You may also contact us through the website at ktna.org. I'm not sure who your host is next week or what it's going to be about, but I can tell you you're listening to KTNA Talkeetna. Up next is City Arts and Lectures.